On December 15th, 1788, there was an election. And every 4 years after that, there have been elections. And in each of those, people have voted to elect officials to represent their interest. This process is one that has held steady for over 200 years. It is a process people were willing to fight and die for. Wars were fought, blood was shed, lives were lost, and voices were heard, all for the right to vote and to have their opinions and ideas known. It was a coveted and respected privilege. In recent times, this right to vote seems to have lost its value to many Americans. The American society has come to ask the question, why does my vote matter? While this is the mindset of many, the right to vote is a privilege that is just as important today as it was 200 years ago. Every year, election time rolls around, new candidates are introduced, new ideas are expressed, and fresh opinions come to light. People feel passionately towards many things. Some people complain about changes that are made, while others complain about the lack of changes made. Yet, many simply brush aside their thoughts, ideas, and frustrations and adopt the mindset, "There's nothing I can do about it." They are wrong. We can do something about all of the things we don't like or disagree with. We can change the policy and the politicians. How? Simply by voting. Voting grants every citizen equal rights to express their ideas, opinions, hopes, dreams, desires, and needs. By our votes, we make it known that we, all Americans, have voices to be heard. Gandhi once said, "Be the change you wish to see in the world." Voting is our opportunity to create the change we wish to see. Furthermore, voting is a necessity. Our nation was founded on the principles of democracy, and without voters actively participating in this process, that system does not work. We have to be willing to voice our concerns. If we don't, we then become a people of the government instead of a government of the people. Our nation has become plagued with an ever-increasing population of bullies, a population that is no longer sympathetic or accepting of our neighbors' right to their own opinions. America has an increasing population of cowards that storm the streets, destroy others' property, use vulgar language, belittle their opposition, and lie about their neighbors because they have a different belief than their own. It is a shameful, disgusting low that we have come to. However, it can be changed. We can hike up our pant legs, take a deep breath, wade into the turbulent waters of our times, and express our opinions with our vote. We can regain our voice in these decisive times. We can vote to change the voices that represent America. Because of that, my vote matters. While my vote may only be one single vote, everyone else is also one single vote. Together, our votes create a democratic society of equal representation. The great thing about our America is that no one person has a bigger impact than the other. When it comes to voting, every citizen enters an equal playing field where we are able to exercise one of our most fundamental rights as Americans. 229 years ago, our forefathers guaranteed the citizens of America certain undeniable rights through the Constitution. They established a set of checks and balances on governmental power that have stood the test of time through wars, sickness, and political upheaval, both domestic and abroad. Our Constitution was written to be an ironclad document that guarantees we, the people of the United States of America, will always have equal representation in our democracy. Every night when we lay our heads down to sleep, we know that when we wake in the morning, we will be free because somewhere out there stands a rare, brave, courageous group of Americans fighting a daily battle to keep those freedoms free. Unfortunately, freedom does not come without cost. It is a high price that a select few are willing to pay so that we don't have to. It is a price an older generation chose because they believed so passionately in this thing we call freedom. It is a price that we as young Americans are choosing to pay because not only do we believe in freedom, but we believe in our country and all that she stands for. Our America has been a beacon of hope for nations far and wide and will continue to be for centuries to come because of those select warriors willing to make the ultimate sacrifice. However, it is also a sacrifice that is made for the idea that all voices will be heard and everyone will be able to exercise their freedoms equally. When we as citizens fail to exercise those freedoms, such as voting, it is though we turn a blind eye to the American blood that has been shed. Therefore, it is our duty and our responsibility as American citizens to make our voices heard. We must vote. Voting is not merely electing a politician or passing a law. It is maintaining citizen control of the government, fighting for and exercising our rights as Americans, and honoring those who have done so before us. Because of this, voting is crucial. It is not just important. It is necessary. My vote matters. Your vote matters. We as citizens are the voice of our democracy. We have the power to determine our future and lay the foundation for those who come after us. Because of that, my vote matters.